Yesterday, officials with the city of Fort Smith announced a treat, a $1 million grant to help construct a two-mile stretch of trail along the city's riverfront. This grant comes from the Walton Family Foundation, and the 2 miles will help connect an important part of a draft that is the Fort Smith Trails and Greenway Master Plan. Mike Alsup is the director of Fort Smith's Parks and Recreation Department. He says the construction on the new trail should begin within 6 months and be completed by the middle of 2015.
You know, it's a part of our Trails and Greenways Master Plan is shows a projected number of trails for about 88 miles. You could almost circle the entire city if the whole trail system were built, and this was one of our top-rated trails when we first did the plan, and so we're glad to be back where we can fund trail development and look forward to working with the Walton family and getting that first section of trail along the river started and going.
The city is matching the $1 million grant from the Walton Family Foundation with another $1 million. The overall ambitious trail plans for the future of Fort Smith include more than 80 miles of interconnected trails that will ring the city. Mike Alsup says a seven-figure grant like the one announced yesterday can go a long way to helping a proposed system become reality.
It can, yes. And trail work, it's been a while since we built a trail, but we usually had just, as we were planning, a budget of about $300,000 per mile. And that was 6 or 7 years ago. So the cost to build a trail has gone up. And then this trail will be, I expect a high volume on this trail, so we'll probably build it wider than what we had planned for most of our trails. And this one will probably be concrete because of its location near the river to give it more stability over the long term.
Yeah.
But we plan on lighting it and probably doing some landscaping in places, and it'll be a very nice version of the trails that we plan to build.
It's a two-mile section that goes from the River West Trail from River Park to the Rice Carden Levee Trail. For those of us who are not as familiar with the riverfront in Fort Smith, where is that? Tell me a little bit about that two-mile section.
Yeah, the River Park is in downtown Fort Smith, right at the Garrison Street Bridge that takes you over into Oklahoma, across the street. Matter of fact, we share a property line with the National Historic Site with Judge Parker's Courthouse and the First Fort and all of that. And so the trail will leave River Park right there next to the bridge, and it'll go north to the Rice Carden Levee Trail. We have a levee that protects that it's agriculture land right now, but hopefully that'll all be developed into the future into some other uses. But so it follows Riverfront Drive, used to be called Clayton Expressway, and it follows the river for 2 miles. And then the Rice Carden Levee Trail is 3 miles, and it's a part of the trail from River Park to Fort Smith Park. The proposed trail is all called the River West Trail, and the Rice Carden is a part of that River West Trail.
With the Arkansas River down there and with the historic site and with historic Garrison Avenue, there's a natural sort of launching for trails and pedestrians, isn't there?
Yes, there is, and quite a bit of pedestrian traffic already in the downtown area. The Marshall's Museum has you know announced, I believe it's either in 2014 or 15, that they're planning a groundbreaking. So with the construction of that, I believe you'll see a lot of development start happening along the river.
I know that in Northwest Arkansas over the past few years, as trails have been built, it seems to be sort of a contagious thing. And, of course, there was help from the Walton Family Foundation for the Razorback Greenway as well. It seems like once you start building trails and once you start being able to connect them, they continue to grow. People find out that it's a good idea.
They do. People are very interested in being outside, and especially if you have a really attractive location like along the river or something like that. So we've got the perfect location for this part of the trail, and it is contagious. Here in Fort Smith, Chaffee redevelopment area is very popular with joggers and walkers and cyclists. The traffic isn't too bad, and it's a pretty good place to go. And then several trails have been built out there too, so it's a very popular area, and this will become that way as well. It's a good day here.
Excellent. Mike, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Mike Alsup is the Fort Smith Parks and Recreation Director. He talked to me yesterday after the announcement of a $1 million grant from the Walton Family Foundation to help fund a new 2-mile stretch of trails along the Arkansas River near downtown Fort Smith. This is Ozarks at Large.